Hello, world. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Victoria Barella, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019. We're currently in the Peerless AV booth, and we are proud to be here, but even prouder of our partnership with Peerless AV for all our podcasts at Infocom 2019. Thanks, guys. You rock. I'm joined here with two of our guests, Rich Zabel of VP Sales of North America and Rick Siegel, Manager of System Consulting with Riedel. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So tell us a little bit about Riedel, and what you guys do, who you guys are. Maybe, you know, I live under a rock, so tell me a little bit about the company.
So I'm still learning, too. So I've been on board with Riedel for about a month now. So I'm the new VP of sales. We're continuing to expand our presence in North America. Just 3 short years ago, there were 8 people. Now we're closing in on 30 people in the North American market, mm-hmm. with both sales, support, service organization to continue to expand based on our sales, which are growing exponentially every year. Riedel, for those of you who don't know, have world-class products in the intercom space, wireless communications, and distributed routing. We're best known in our intercom space, which we're one of the world-class leaders in the European market, making a real big impression on the North American market, growing exponentially right now. The amount of dollars that we're putting into investing in R&D to make our products not only ready for today, but the IP future is astounding. We're not yesterday's intercom or communications products, we're tomorrow's.
Cool.
Excellent, yeah. I'm sorry, go on.
Oh, I just wanted to ask a little bit more about maybe at the show, what are you guys featuring? Maybe some of your newest products, or tell me a little bit more about that.
So within those three product segments, we mm-hmm. have something new in each of those segments. Mm-hmm. So starting in the wireless, we have a product called Bolero, which is a DECT-based wireless intercom system. And I brought a bell pack that nobody can see here, but it's a... DECT-based and very robust for rental applications, for installed applications. We're in a lot of the football stadiums, a lot of the baseball stadiums, and it's very good for rental applications. So you can move this system from space to space, and it'll adapt to the environment that it's in. So a lot of the problems with wireless systems is they come into a lot of conflicts with multipath reflections, and we've come up with a software that can basically correct those multipath reflections, so it becomes very, very robust. One of the things about intercom system is it has to be 100% reliable, mm-hmm. and that's what Bolero delivers. What we're showing specifically here at the show is our second version of it. The first was a fixed version that connects to one of our larger intercom systems. Now we have a complete standalone. So most wireless systems, you have three components. You have a bell pack, you have an antenna, and then you have a base module that actually allows everything to work. What we did was we put all the brains into our antenna systems. So if all of the users, let's say in a theater, in a sound reinforcement application or broadcast or live sports, if everybody's gonna be on a wireless bell pack, then all you need there are the antennas and the bell packs. So you save on connections, you save on points of failure, and then you also save in the pocket also. Mm-hmm. So very, very robust and very efficient.
So with this hurdle that you're speaking of, you know, you have a solution for it. How is your solution different than the other companies out there?
Exactly how I was saying. When you're in the DECT-based wireless is in the 1.92 to 1.93 gigahertz mm-hmm. range. And when you're in a higher frequency, it matters as to what structures are in the way. And that can interfere adversely with the system. So what we did was we came up with an algorithm that we have that's specific to Riedel, and that it can basically see all these different reflections, but it knows which is the proper path back to that antenna, and it latches on. So also within the bell pack and with the antenna, we have antenna diversity. So as you move in the spectrum, once it connects to the antenna, as you move around or as the venue fills up with people, it's not affected. The signal strength isn't affected by all these different aspects
cool.
of the system.
Cool. Is there anything else that you want to dive into that's at your booth? Maybe a favorite child? I know it's hard to pick a favorite child, but what's your favorite product that you just love to rave about?
I like how you put that word in. Okay, yeah, MeteorNet. So that's our decentralized router that we have.
Okay.
So basically, when you look at router systems for lots of audio and video, typically it's all centralized. It's in one big box. What Riedel did was we put the boxes, we have smaller boxes with 12 inputs, 12 outputs of video, 128 channels of MADI audio, and Ethernet routing capabilities. And we put it into these small boxes that all connect over fiber. So it allows you to put the boxes where the signals derive from or where they need to get to, as opposed to having a massive wiring infrastructure that has to grab it from one studio or one venue, bring it to a central closet, just to go back to that same area to put the video back out on. So what we do is you might have a 128, 256 square router, or even larger, and that's a lot of cabling infrastructure that you have to move in and out of that central location.
Sure.
By us decentralizing, we number one, it's more efficient. Number two, you save a lot of cost. You save a lot of cabling. Mm-hmm. You save a lot of design time and a lot of install time and troubleshooting time. So you know a signal over there, you need to look into that. You go to where that signal is. You don't have to walk back to a central location.
Cool. What about you, Rich? What is your favorite child in the booth?
Actually, I think the MeteorNet is actually the coolest product we have because it's one of the best kept secrets. Mm-hmm. In the European market, it's taking the market by storm, and the idea of doing centralized or monolithic routers mm-hmm. is a thing of the past. In North American market, it's a different market, so different spaces move at different paces. But as people are learning about MeteorNet, they're latching onto the capabilities of the product, they're starting to understand it, and the adoption rate is incredible.
Where do you see some of the feedback maybe in the past year? How long has this product been available for?
Since 2009.
Yeah, so, in different iterations. Yeah.
Different iterations, yeah. It's constantly growing.
What are some of the feedbacks that you found that were like, oh yeah, that is a good point, we'll change that in our system?
The North American market, efficiency wasn't as critical 5 years ago. So building systems that were highly efficient wasn't something that was a top criteria mm-hmm. for building. People would throw money at things. People would overbuild for the sake of overbuilding. In today's economy, and today's customers can no longer just throw money at problems. They need to think smart. They need to think with ingenuity, and they need to think about different methodologies to accomplish the same tasks with the same levels of redundancy, the same levels of protection, but it ultimately is savings in the infrastructure and the cost of the system.
Very cool. What are some of your projects that you guys are involved with, if you can speak about them? How the project was built with these products, if you can talk about any examples that
As I mentioned before, pretty much every single stadium in the U.S., baseball stadiums, MLB, Major League Baseball, and NFL right now have our communication products in every single stadium. So as far as, I'm looking at the screen here with Major League Baseball, you have the MLB Network, which is in New Jersey, and then you have 32 stadiums that are around the U.S., and basically they're constantly doing interviews at all of these stadiums through our systems. So they can connect from their main studio, and then they can have remote applications being at all these different stadiums. So every single game time, they can immediately go from one stadium to another stadium to another stadium without missing a beat.
Is there any security issues with that people have brought up or concerns with your products, or is it more?
There's always little concerns. The good thing about Riedel, and especially in our intercom and our MeteorNet routing systems, one of the biggest things about what we do, because in Europe, we handle the Olympics, we handle World Cup soccer.
So you guys
are
big deals, no big deal.
Yeah, and these are things that if something happens, you're going to get dramatic implications that are going to, go down the line. So one of the things that we pride ourselves on is our reliability.
Mm-hmm.
So as Rich mentioned before, the amount of reinvestment into the company, into R&D, we're constantly looking at these things, mm-hmm. constantly getting feedback from our customers, and constantly improving on what we already do. So, and as he mentioned before, MeteorNet's been around since 2009, but if you look at what the product is today, doing full SMPTE 2110 IP applications to where we started, it's almost the same hardware, but it's a totally different product.
It's been an evolutionary process.
is. Exactly.
Very cool. And then if someone unfortunately wasn't here at Infocom or can't see it at the booth, where can we find all of this online?
You can go to our website at riedel.net, and that's riedel.net.
Very cool. Thank you so much, Rich and Rick, for coming on to the show. If you were not able to come here and wanted to just re-listen to this or spread the news or spread the podcast to your friends, family, go check it out at ravepubs.com/infocom2019. We also have not only our live podcast, but you can watch and read about all the products here at the show. And if you happen to be at Orlando, stop by the Peerless AV booth. Just say hi, listen to our podcast live. And again, thank you so much, Rich and Rick, for coming on to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.